everybody, and happy Wednesday evening to all you fine folks out there watching on MILB TV and listening in on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network. Adam McDonald alongside John DeStefano with you from hot and steamy Clover Park, site of tonight's Florida State League baseball game between the St. Lucie Mets and the visiting Tampa Tarpons, the single-A affiliate of the New York Yankees. Tonight, a very special night, perhaps, for the St. Lucie Mets, as they have whittled their magic number to win the Florida State League East Division in the first half, down to one game. Welcome to the broadcast booth, everybody. Once again, Adam McDonald alongside John DeStefano. John, the Mets have the champagne on ice with the win tonight over the Tarpons. They can not only win their 12th straight home game, but win the Florida State League East Division in the first half.
They certainly can. This is actually the Mets' third opportunity in as many games to lock it up, and they are ready to get their playoff dream alive here in 2022. They enter today with as twice as many wins as losses, 38-19, and they will go for the clincher today. A win or a Jupiter loss will send them into the playoffs and lock up the FSL East Division for the first half of the season.
Mets won last night 8-7, a thrilling comeback win. Mets were down 5 early, their biggest comeback of the season, and that's what set it all up tonight. So one win tonight, and the Mets can celebrate in front of their home fans. It should be a fun night in Port St. Lucie as the Mets go for division number 17, division title number 17 in their 34-year history. We'll send it back down to the field now as the managers get the lineup exchange underway. Rachel Balkovic, first female manager in affiliated baseball history, doing the honors for the Tarpons, Robbie Robinson for the Mets. As John said, the Mets have won twice as many games as they've lost. The Mets are 38-19, so a win today not only clinches the division, but it gets them 20 games over 500. Jupiter, the Mets hanging by a thread, 7.5 behind the Mets with 8 to play. Jupiter needs to win out and have the Mets lose out. Palm Beach and Daytona round out the division. They have long since been eliminated. Over in the West Division, Fort Myers is playing right now, beating Bradenton. Fort Myers can win the West today. And Clearwater playing two games today as well, or Clearwater playing one game today, already lost. The Threshers got shut out. They got no hit by Palm Beach, the Mets' next opponent. So Clearwater helping Fort Myers today try to get that division title. Lakeland is in third place, but they are eliminated. Bradenton, Dunedin, and Tampa round out the rest of the West. Other games around the Florida State League today, as I mentioned, Palm Beach, congrats to them. Three pitchers combining for a no-hitter and a 5-0 win at Clearwater. That was a noon game. Lakeland just beat Daytona 5-1 in the resumption of a suspended game from yesterday. Oh, Bradenton has taken the lead on Fort Myers 4-3 in the top of the eighth inning. That was a suspended game from yesterday. We will start at 6:10. Dunedin at Jupiter at 6:30. And Daytona against Lakeland again tonight, and Bradenton and Fort Myers also have another game tonight after they had rain-affected games yesterday. Take a quick break here on the St. Lucie Mets pregame show. When we come back to Clover Park, we will have starting pitching matchup and the lineups for today's game between the Mets and the Tarpons.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with 5 convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Adam McDonald, John DeStefano back with you from Clover Park. Let's get to today's starting pitching matchup for the Mets. The man on the mound making his team-high 11th start, Dominic Hamill. Mets third-round pick out of Dallas Baptist. In last year's draft, Dom has a 3-1 record and a 4.71 ERA. He's logged 42 innings, giving up 38 hits and 22 earned runs. Has walked 24 and has struck out 46. Last saw Hamill last Wednesday against Jupiter. Four innings, five hits, four runs. He walked a couple, hit a couple, struck out three in a no decision. Hamill on the mound for the Mets. Starting pitcher for Tampa is Yan Castro, a right-hander, 23 years old, signed by the Yankees as an international free agent in 2018. Castro from the Dominican Republic, making his 10th start for Tampa this year. He's 2-3 with a 3.55 ERA. We'll breeze through the lineups here. Leading off for Tampa, Alexander Vargas, Jason Dominguez bats second. He's in center. Antonio Gomez hits third. He's the catcher. Anthony Garcia bats cleanup. He's at first. Marcos Cabrera hits fifth. He's at third. Madison Santos is in left field hitting sixth. Ben Cowles at second hits seventh. Connor Cannon, the DH, hits eighth. Rainford Salinas bats ninth. He's in right field. For the Mets, Alexander Ramirez leads off and plays center. Had two home runs yesterday. Junior Tillian bats second, plays short. William Lugo hits third, plays third. Stanley Consueger bats cleanup. He's in left field. Had that game-ending double play out there yesterday. Omar De Los Santos is the DH. Fifth hitter. Carlos Dominguez is in right field hitting sixth. Jack Thomas Wold bats seventh. He's at first. Brady Smith will catch in at eighth. And Gregory Guerrero bats ninth. He's at second. Here comes Hamill and the rest of the St. Lucie Mets, which means the national anthem is upon us and the pregame show is in the books. When we return on the broadcast, we'll have first pitch as the Mets go for the division clincher in the first half. Well done, as always, by Miss Elizabeth Moore. And now, time for baseball. For the Mets, game number 58 out of 132, trying to clinch the Florida State League East Division in the first half. Last time the Mets won the division, most recent time possible, last year. Remember, there were no halves. It was all the way through 120 games. The Mets beat the Jupiter Hammerheads on the last day of the season to win by percentage points. Last time the Mets won a half was in 2016. That team featured Luis Guillorme, Tomas Nido, P.J. Conlon, Chris Flexen, and managed by Luis Rojas. Going to be a fun one tonight, huh, John?
Certainly is. Really excited to see Dom Hamill back on the mound. Got knocked around a bit, just a bit, during his last start. Gave up four earned. But the last two times this season he gave up four earned, he came right back his next start and allowed just one run in each of his following starts. So he's shown great resiliency so far this season.
Dom has made one appearance this year, one start against Tampa. That was May 20th on the road at Steinbrenner Field. It was a shortened outing, planned that way. Two hits, three runs, two earned, including a home run in an inning and two-thirds. And a no decision. Tampa will send Alexander Vargas, Jason Dominguez, and Antonio Gomez to the plate to lead off. Tampa 24-34. Now the worst record in the Florida State League. Tarpons a streaky bunch and streaking the wrong way on a four-game losing streak. Remember, last time the Mets and Tarpons played, Mets had won three straight in the series to start. That had spiraled Tampa to 10 losses in 11 games, and then Tampa all of a sudden ripped off a five-game winning streak after that. So you really never know what you're going to get with the Tarpons.
No, you certainly do not. And as of right now, they're on a 14 out of 18-game streak in the loss column, so the Mets do well to jump on a team that is struggling at the moment.
Third base coach there needs a helmet, not a hat. Michel Hernandez. He's ready now. That means we are too. Home plate umpire Trey Ward signals for first pitch from Hamill. Here it comes. That's a fastball. Low for ball one, and we're underway. First pitch, 6-11, 91 degrees, and hazy at Clover Park for the second straight day. No sight of rain. Hamill's second pitch swung on and missed by Vargas. Ball and a strike. One a little low. Pitch is inside for ball four. Vargas takes a walk. We'll bring up Jason Dominguez, number three Yankees prospect. Yesterday, 0 for 3, a couple of walks, a couple of strikeouts, and one run scored. And he looks at a fastball for strike one. Inside ball two. So Hamill struggling with the command a bit early. Again, worth noting that that strike zone, the automated ball strike system, has been squeezed by half an inch on each side. We do have full ABS calling balls and strikes tonight. There's a pitch inside. It's 3-1. Yesterday, the Mets walked 11 times, Tampa 7. And thus, we played a 3-hour and 23-minute game that harkened back to 2021. Three-one pitch, and Dominguez lifts it high, foul. Outside chance for Lugo. No, it's into the stands. Full count.
I think it is important to note, though, with the ABS system in play, the shrinking of the strike zone. Half an inch doesn't sound like a whole lot, but you can bet the pitchers notice it, and the batters certainly do as well. Hamill leans in. The payoff pitch. High and outside, ball four. The first two runners issued a walk here in the first inning. Hamill looking to settle down as Antonio Gomez comes to the plate for his first at bat. And the Tarpons have the table set with a man on first and second. Hamill looking to record his first out. Takes the sign from Smith, now comes to the plate, and finally gets one over for a strike. Vargas on second, Dominguez on first. Hamill with an 0-1 count. Swung on and driven to right field, but well out of play. Gomez got a good piece of that one, just missed it. Hamill going to the rosin early here with an 0-2 count. That one is high, but not squeezed by Smith, and both runners will advance. A pass ball issued to Smith for that. Pitch was well high, but not out of his reach. And the Tarpons now with runners on second and third, still with no outs. In the top half of the opening frame. Hamill's 1-2. Swung on and missed. Gomez goes down on strikes. Hamill gets through his first recorded out, but not out of the danger zone yet. Garcia now to the plate. Batting cleanup this afternoon, 210 average on the year. Takes that one low and inside for ball one. Garcia, a native of the Dominican Republic, awaits this 1-0. That one off the plate, the appeal denied. A 2-0 count against Garcia. Hamill really struggling to throw strikes early. He's thrown 11 balls against just 6 strikes. And that one sneaks in for a called strike on the inside corner. Garcia taking a smart approach to this bat, making Hamill throw strikes. That one swung on and flared away. Count moves to 2-2. Tarpon still threatening here in the first. Runners on second and third, both advancing on a pass ball that was failed to be squeezed by Smith. Now Hamill trying to get out of the inning with minimal damage. That one is low for ball three. And no argument to be had, not with the ABS system in play. The payoff pitch swung on and fouled away. And we will reset and do it again. Garcia stands in. Hamill waits for the sign from Smith. now after a pair of shakeoffs will step off and they will go through the signs once again. Now satisfied, Dom comes set. The 3-2, swung on and missed, strike three. A pair of strikeouts in the first inning for Dom, but the Tarpons still with runners on second and third. As Carlos Cabrera comes to the plate, looking to deal damage in the top half of the first inning. Dom's opening salvo gets called for a strike. That one right down the pipe. Cabrera 213 on the year. Big swing and a miss for strike two. After allowing a free pass to the first two batters, Dom attempting to strike out the side here in the top half of the first. The 0-2 delivery. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Dom Hamill strikes out the side and keeps runs off the board in the first. The Tarpons go down. The Mets come up. And we come to the bottom of the first.
Best tailgate. Brisket.
No. Real football. Y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude. Subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No. Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
Hey, fans, get ready for some big league savings.
Welcome back to Clover Park. John DiStefano alongside Adam McDonald here. Bottom half of the first inning. Dom Hamill getting out of the inning with no damage after walking the first two Tarpons. Both runners advancing to second and third after a pass ball. But Hamill steadied himself, able to get three strikeouts to keep runs off the board. And now Alex Ramirez at the plate leading off for St. Lucie. First pitch fouled away. The count is 0-1 against the Mets' number four prospect in the organization. That one spiked in the dirt for ball one. Ramirez had himself a day yesterday, a pair of home runs, including a three-run shot to take the lead for the Mets, and that would prove to be the difference maker. As the Mets took down the Tarpons 8-7 in a wild, lengthy game, the longest played here at Clover Park this season, 3 hours and 23 minutes. That one flared out to right field and easily handled for out number one.
Number 18, shortstop, Junior Tillian.
Junior Tillian now to the plate. And following his breakout three-home run game back in late May, boy, has he been a factor for the Mets. OPSing over 1,100 in June. And he is on a tear. Castro just misses outside for ball one. That one finds the plate. Count is 1-1. Curveball swung on. Bounce to third. Good play there. Bouncing throw handled at first for the out. Nice pick there by Anthony Garcia, helping his third baseman out, coming up with a nice play. Cabrera had a tough play in front of him at third, able to handle the high chopper. The throw did get there, but credit Garcia for the pick. Now William Lugo at the plate, batting 253 on the year, four home runs with 21 RBI. The 1-0 from Castro is high and away for ball two. Lugo streaky in his own right. Has had flashes of brilliance this season, but also interspersed with some patches of futility. That one well outside for ball three. Castro looking to make his best Dom Hamill impersonation, get out of the inning, but misses away for ball four. Lugo on with a walk, and that will bring Stanley Consuegra to the plate. Stanley batting cleanup today in his usual position out in left field. First pitch swung on and fouled away off to the right side. Castro looks for a sign, gets one, now delivers the 0-1. That one swung on and driven to left field. That one will go and not be caught. Bye-bye baseball. A two-run shot for Stanley Consuegra, and the Mets take a 2-0 lead. He saw it, he waited, he turned on it, and absolutely juiced it to left field. Stanley Consuegra with the opening splash for the Mets. And a 0-1, two-out, two-run job will bring Omar De Los Santos up to the plate. And a little brushback there from Castro. Can't be happy after giving up that home run, but maybe he just got a little wild there. As he fires this one in for a strike. De Los Santos, a five-tool player for the Mets, and what a tool he has been this season. More chin music from Castro as De Los Santos able to duck out of the way. Count is 2-2. That one, another high chopper to third. Tough play and no throw. A speedy De Los Santos able to scamper down to first. And left Cabrera with no choice but to eat that one. So Carlos Dominguez will come to the plate. And if that name sounds familiar, it should. He leads the league in home runs with 13. De Los Santos takes off for second. Throw is wide and not in time. And another swipe job for Omar De Los Santos, increasing his league-leading percentage. He is now 29 stolen bases against just 3 caught stealing. He is deadly and he is efficient when he takes off. So now Dominguez with a runner in scoring position. Face the 0-1 delivery from Castro. Gets the sign from Gomez. Now comes to the plate. Check swing fouled away. Dominguez stopped his swing very late there. Ended up making contact. The count is 1-1. And conference time at the mound. Gomez goes out to have a little chat with Castro. That last pitch might have crossed him up. Did not look like he was ready for the high one. But a very quick chat is over. Now Castro ready to deliver the 1-1. De Los Santos now runs for third. Play booted there at third by Cabrera. De Los Santos now caught in a rundown, but able to make his way and slide safe at home. Well, a messy play from the beginning there by the Tarpons on defense as Cabrera took his eyes off the ball, saw De Los Santos breaking for third on the steal attempt, unable to field it cleanly. And then the throw came home to Smith, who was also unable to field the ball. And De Los Santos, playing a little delay, will he, won't he, able to slide a hook slide right around for the third run of the inning. And now another conference at the mound. This time it will include a pitching coach. And Castro, after giving up just 2 hits this inning, finds himself in a 3-0 hole. With a man on and 2 out, and Jack Thomas Wold at the plate. The conference with Castro comes to an end. And an end is certainly what Castro would like to put to this first inning. If he could only force an out to Jack Thomas Wold. First pitch misses away for ball 1. That one swung on and driven to left field. Going back for it. Still going back at the wall. And that one is gone. The second home run of the inning by the Mets. This one coming off the bat of Jack Thomas Wold, making it a 5-0 ball game. Beautiful swing there by the first baseman as he tanked that one. A towering fly ball to left field. And this has become a nightmare for Yan Castro. 5 earned runs in the 5th inning, all coming from 2 outs. Now facing Brady Smith, the catcher. Misses away once again for ball one. Smith, a very recent addition to the Mets roster, has just one hit so far for St. Lucie. Castro able to catch the outside corner for a strike. Count is 2-1. And that one just drops in for strike two. Castro looking to get out of the inning finally. And he does so with a swing and a miss from Smith, but not before five runs cross the plate, all with two outs. And that's the way the Mets will lead it as we go to the top half of the second inning.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stlucymets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stlucymets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Welcome back to Clover Park. Adam McDonald, John DeStefano with you. John, thank you so much for handling the play-by-play color analyst duties there, as we're dealing with some major technical issues on MILB TV, trying to get through those. If you've tuned in the radio broadcast, the Mets lead this game 5-0, wacky play, and then that preceded the Jack Thomas Wold home run. And the ruling on that play was base hit, E5, E6 on the throw. Two-run homer unearned. So RBI for Dominguez? No. Infield hit. Infield hit, E6. There's a swing and a miss, and Dom Hamlin has now struck out four straight batters. Remember how we started this game? Two walks and a pass ball. Second and third, no outs, and then four consecutive strikeouts. Ben Cowell's up. He's in an 0-1 count. And then a pitch to the backstop makes it a 1-1. A 1-2, swung on a missed and a slider. John, correct me if I'm wrong, that's five consecutive strikeouts for Dom Hamill.
You are absolutely correct. We talked about it in the pregame. Dom Hamill's resiliency has been excellent this season, and after issuing the first two walks, he's been lights out.
So here we come to the eighth batter in the Tampa lineup, and nobody's put a ball in play. Two walks, five strikeouts. And the foul, that's about as close as we can get at this point. Another foul, and it's quickly nothing and two. Oh, hitting the helmet. Cowles tosses the bat aside, a look to Hamill. Brady Smith cautiously walking between the two. And here comes the trainer. Of course, the trainer for Tampa has already seen enough after yesterday's ball game. When a pitcher for Tampa, Kevin Malam, was hit in the face on the Suarez comebacker. So Connor Cannon takes one off the helmet and appears to be okay. Brandon Rodriguez still with him out at first base, the trainer for Tampa. Rachel Balkovic, the manager, right there too. It looked like, I wouldn't even call that a glancing blow. That looked like a straight-on hit, and he never went down. He did shoot Hamill a look. Of course, Don with a two-strike count, not trying to hit him at all. Just got away. And there's the pitch off the plate. So here we come to the nine man in the order, and still no Tampa Tarpon has put the ball in play. It's 2-0 on Rainford Salinas, making his first start of the series, was off yesterday. And a 2-0 pitch misses. It's 3-0. Fastball inside, ball four. After getting ahead of Cannon with two strikes, hits him in the head, and then a four-pitch walk to Salinas. John, I can't recall something like this. You've gone through the lineup the first time and not one ball in play. Very strange.
Extremely unusual. Yeah. I mean, you just don't see this, especially through, you know, nine batters without a single ball, you know, put in play. That's
started with two walks, then five strikeouts, and then a hit batter and a walk. Back to the top in Vargas, who took that first walk. Mets lead at 5-0, but we all know by now the fastest way to get back into a game or to let a team back in with walks, hit batters, and errors. Dom Hamill flirting with it right now, but still has those two outs in his back pocket. And then delivers a strike. That'll break up the streak of six pitches in a row missing. And this is a drive into the right center field gap for Alexander Vargas. That's going to drive in one run. Connor Cannon scores. Going first to third is Salinas. So the first ball put in play by the Tarpons. A long RBI single to get them on the board. It's 5-1.
That's a nice at-bat there by Vargas. Didn't try to do too much with the pitch. Took it as it came to him and stroked it into right field. The Tarpons on the board. Mets not about to clinch the division that easily.
Well, the Mets were down 5-0 early yesterday, and they came back. And the Tarpons have visions of the same thing. And Jason Dominguez got six home runs, including one against the Mets this year. Takes a ball low. He's back up. Drew a walk in the first.
Good squeeze on the high pitch that time by Smith. That's the one that tripped him up earlier, allowing the runners to advance.
Mm-hmm.
interesting to see Hamill back to the rosin once again, now with a 3-0 count.
This pitch is high for ball four. Yeah, you know, we mentioned this briefly last night as Robert Kolina kept going to the rosin. It's so hot, sticky, and humid here. And for the most part, we've enjoyed pretty good weather, and it hasn't been, you know, brutal conditions. It's been hot, but it feels like the two games so far this week, and it's a scorcher. So maybe just having trouble, you know, with the grip, or maybe just, you know, tiring out. And he's throwing almost 50 pitches. Still looking for the sixth out of the night. Victor Ramos, Mets pitching coach, will come out and give him a breather, as Antonio Gomez is going to stand in as the tying run.
And just as you said, Adam, the Mets came from five down last night. Walking the bases loaded now puts the tying run at the plate. And the lead very much in jeopardy at the moment.
Slider fouled back. That slider at times has been the best pitch tonight for Hamill. So maybe Victor Ramos encouraging to go with one of those. There's another slider swung on a missed, 0-2.
Great pitch right there by Dom, perhaps the best of the day. Started off the outer half and just dove. Completely impossible to hit.
O-2 slider, this one off the mark. Could not get Gomez the chase. The 1-2, fastball overthrown outside. Foul, just got a piece. Two pitch, and that's popped back out overhead. And quite a battle here with Antonio Gomez hitting 198, two home runs and 13 driven in. Gomez yesterday did go 1-for-3, walked twice, RBI single, and time called. Mets do have action in the bullpen. Jeffrey Colon. And we'll struck out the first two. Hit batter, walk, RBI single, walk. Struggling to finish this inning, just like Castro last inning. Here's a pitch in the dirt, and from 0-2 to 3-2, nowhere to put Gomez.
Dom already having thrown many stress pitches so far, none more stressful than this one.
3-2 pitch, and that's popped up on the infield. William Lugo waving his arms for it, and he will make the catch and end the inning. So all that, and the Tarpons manage a single run. They did drive with the pitch count. We'll see what happens to Hamill going forward. The Mets had a good first inning. We'll see what they do in the bottom of the second. They lead 5-1.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat 3 times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Gregory Guerrero, upon his return to the St. Lucie Mets, get his first at-bat, appeared briefly in April before being sent back to the complex. Now he's back over. First pitch, Guerrero looks at a strike. And a strike from Castro, it's quickly 0-2. Guerrero flies one into right center field. Two players converging will be Dominguez. Guerrero out to start the second. And back to the top, and Alex Ramirez, who is not part of the fun in the first inning, with the fly out to right. Alex yesterday, 2-for-3, walked a couple of times, hit 2 home runs, 4-5 on the season, drove in 4. As he takes a strike and can't believe that. Yeah, and remember, it's the automated ball strike system tonight, so really no argument made with the actual umpire. O-2 pitch, and this one certainly a ball. Foul tip. And that's strike 3. Good squeeze by Gomez. Oh, 2 up, 2 down. This is the exact pattern that Castro had going for him last inning and gave up 5 runs. Try to finish this one off a little better as he faces Tillian. He'll ground it out first time up, and Junior will take a slider away. For those who have tuned in on the radio, Mets lead this game 5-1. 2 outs, nobody on in the home second. Mets win the division with a victory tonight or a Jupiter loss. Check in on them in the next inning, which could be coming up right now as it's a pop-up into shallow right field. It's caught by Dominguez, or rather Salinas. And that'll do it. So a 1-2-3 bounce back inning for Castro. Not much of a time for rest for Hamill, already walking back out to the mound. Mets lead 5-1.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Anthony Garcia up. Hamill, 55 pitches, throws one high. Pitch inside, and it's 2-0. And what a wild start here for Hamill. Two innings, one hit, one run, four walks, and five strikeouts. 53 pitches, only 27 strikes. Coming into the inning. He pumps in a strike to Gomez, who struck out in the first. And he swings this fastball. Remember, Tampa, right up there among the top teams in all of minor league baseball at the Stockton Ports in strikeouts. As time is called. Mets pitchers last night, 13 Ks. Two to curveball. Hit high into center field. Now coming in is Ramirez. He's got a long time to get there. Caught, and Gomez is out. He hit that way up the elevator shaft. Marcos Cabrera drives one deep right field. But it will not carry. Well, off the bat, it looked awfully good, but flagged down by Dominguez. Madison Santos up. So Hamill trying to match Castro. The quick inning. Castro in the bottom of the second. Hamill trying for in the top of the third. Fly ball, deep right field. Alex on the run. He's got it. That ball just kept fading away, and Alex just kept catching up. If you blinked, you missed that inning. Three flyouts. We're in the middle of the third. 5-1 Mets.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better, at Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action. Let's go back to the field. This is St. Lucie Mets baseball.
William Lugo, first pitch ripped to left, but foul. We're in the bottom of the third. For those who have switched over to radio, you can go back to MILB TV. They got audio and video now. Video's a little choppy. We're working through that. Well, it wouldn't be St. Lucie Mets baseball and MILB TV without some type of technical issue. It's our first year, folks. Give us some time. The going rate will have it all down pat in 5 years. 0-2 pitch. Hot shot on the ground into right field for a base hit. And William Lugo on for the second time. For the second straight game, I'm going to shout out former St. Lucie Mets manager, infield coordinator for the Mets, 1986 Met, and also a fantasy camp legend. We're going to add one to it now. Tim Tuffle, listening down below. I was told today that Tim in the offices was listening yesterday and told the powers to be to turn me down. Yet now I have to give him two shout-outs back-to-back days when he didn't want to hear from me at all? How does that work? Now we tease, just like Tuff teased me, hopefully. Good guy down there. I'm offering him the whole broadcast after the start we've got off to technically tonight. He can do the whole, think over a whole operation if he wants to. Stanley Kinswager up. He's in a 2-0 count. Stanley rocked a two-run homer last time up, second in three games. And it looks like Castro doesn't want much to do with him this time around. He's gone 3-0. And ball four. I think Stanley was walking across home plate before that actually hit the mitt. Another walk, and what a wacky game this is. He had Castro got the first two he faced, then five straight reached and all scored. Then he got four in a row out. Now he's put the first two on this inning. And this game is all over the map. De Los Santos is up. Omar, an infield hit last time. Here it could be a triple play. There's the throw to second, the throw to first. Oh, man. Close, so close. You know, if Tampa turned a triple play on the speed of De Los Santos, that would have been an all-time triple play. 5-4, and it looks like the call was right, John, at first base.
It does. Very, very close call, but right on it there. The umpire, I think, has this one right just a half a step in front of De Los Santos, or was De Los Santos in front of the ball. And the Tarpons just inches away from a triple.
De Los Santos is going to steal second. Yep, for the second time in the game. So he's on second base. Now he's disappointed that he hit the two outs there. It was a good turn by Cabrera to Cowles and Garcia, the long reach, but I think if it's any other Met on the team that hits that ball, it is a triple play. De Los Santos probably going to try to steal third now. Probably some frustration. Not on this pitch as it's fouled off.
I think you're right, though, Adam, with De Los Santos' speed and with how close the play actually was. I mean, bang, bang, just doesn't even cover. I mean, the the inches between that and him being safe and out there. But I think if it's any other Met, that is the famed triple play.
De Los Santos creeping off of second. It's 2-1 on Dominguez. Reached on the infield hit last time. And the time is called. The umpires want a new pitch clock to reset. He's trying to steal third, and he'll go back as it's fouled away.
I think with any other base runner, you'd almost question this wanton aggression on the base pass by De Los Santos, but he has the numbers to back it up. We talked about it back when he stole a base earlier in the game. He's 28 of 31 on the year.
Now he's 30 of 33. Won't try to steal this pitch. Doesn't matter. It's a called strike on the outside corner. That was an electric inning. A single, a walk, a near triple play, a stolen base, and a caught stealing ends the third. An eventful inning. Featured no runs. Go to the fourth. Mets have a 5-1 lead on the Tarpons.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with 5 convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Adam McDonald, John DeStefano back with you. An eventful game and broadcast so far. Game developing in a good way for the Mets. The broadcast, which we could say the same. We'll get there. 5-1 Mets and Dom Hamill. First pitch of the fourth is a ball outside. Hamill walked the first two, struck out the next five. The next four reached, and now he's retired four in a row. And he gets a ground ball deep to third. Lugo backhands, sets, strong, accurate throw. Retires Cowles. It's another look.
Nice play there by Lugo at third. Cool as you like, able to handle the hard hit grounder.
Yeah,
like you said, strong throw. He's got a cannon over there at third.
He's had some testers the last couple of games, so it's good for him to have an easy one, but still one where he could show up a strong arm. I think the Mets have seen enough shallow fly balls into left field for the rest of the week. There's a pitch for a ball outside to Connor Cannon. He took one off the dome in the second. With two outs, made Hamill pay for that with a run scored. The only run for Tampa. Harry flies one pretty well into right center field. Ramirez, though, will catch up to this one as well. It's been a busy evening for Alex in center. And Cannon didn't miss by much. A little underneath it.
You do love to see him come back and take a big hack in the second or his first at bat right after getting drilled. You know, those has to be tough to stand in there after taking one off the noggin and then just having to relive that.
I wouldn't do it. Here's a ground ball to short good or second. Good job by Guerrero waiting for Wold to get back to the bag. As Wold broke for that ball initially as well. Another quick inning. And that's just what Hamill needed after a long first and second. He's managed to get through four, allowing just one hit and one run. Mets will take their 5-1 lead to the home fourth at Clover Park.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
An ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Let's go back to the field.
Jack Thomas Wold on a power surge. A homer yesterday, a homer today. What does he have in round three? A number off the bat, out to third base. Cabrera, off-balance throw. Well done. This game part starting to pick up steam. As Brady Smith comes up for the second time. Mets lead this game 5-1. Mets a five spot, all with two outs in the first inning, including Consuegra and Wold hitting two-run homers. And Smith takes a strike. Smith struck out swinging to end the first and fouls one back. Castro, thought it was one just off. Castro, after that five-run first, is looking for a third straight scoreless inning. A 1-2 pitch is low. Some folks out there, probably not all, enjoyed my Tim Tuffle shout-out. Chess Goodman listening in on the broadcast or watching. How you doing, Chess? Former visiting clubby, moving on up in the world. Part of the Mets minor league operations, getting everybody to where they need to be. He's a busy man, that Chess Goodman. Former PSL high school legend. Smith hanging in there at 2-2. And he swings and misses over the top of the slider. It's the fourth strikeout for Yan Castro. And Gregory Guerrero back up. Four straight retired. By the Tarpons right-hander. Liner to right field. That's down and rolling. Not a great angle by Salinas. Guerrero's digging for second. He takes a peek over his shoulder and will stop there. Gregory Guerrero slices a two-out double to the wall.
A well-hit, sharply driven line drive to right field. Guerrero relishing the opportunity to stretch his legs out and run. Gets the second, maybe a bit passive there by the Mets. He thought he might want to go for third, but probably a good hold by the third base coach, as in right field, a nice play had been made by Dominguez to keep that a double.
Now Guerrero already in scoring position with two outs, so no need to push it, make a third out at third.
And a correction, that was Salinas in right.
Guerrero, that's his second hit as a St. Lucie Met in his fourth St. Lucie game. His first one was a single, first extra base hit. Back to the top, and Ramirez takes one up high. Alex today, 0-4-2, a fly to right and a strikeout. Duo is low, throw back to second by Gomez. Not in time, but strong throw. I always thought those throws were very dangerous, and there was not much upside. Catcher throwing back to second. A long way to throw. Gives the runner plenty of time to get back. And you risk launching one into the outfield. 3-0 pitch, and Ramirez going after it. Flies it out to right, tracing back is Salinas. He will catch it chest high for the out. So Ramirez takes his shot, 3-0, flies out, inning over. Guerrero with an extra base hit a double, but he's stranded at second. Four in the books, 5-1 Mets on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and MILB TV.
Hey, fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The Police Department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Alexander Vargas leads off the top of the fifth for Tampa. Dom Hamill back on the mound. He's retired seven in a row, a game high. Vargas, the only Tarpon with a hit. Takes a called strike. He had a single with two outs in the second to bring home Connor Cannon. A one Tampa run.
Thing that's gone on today. I mean, if you saw the amount of base runners in this game, you would be shocked that there was only one hit.
Four walks and hit batter for Dom as well. There's a pitch inside. He's somehow managed to throw enough strikes when he's needed to. Pitches up. 3-1. And a pull into right field. And two Mets there. It will be Dominguez in the end, the right fielder. That's eight straight retired by Hamill. And after looking like he might be taken out of the game in the second inning, two outs away from qualifying himself for a win. He has not fared well against Dominguez, though. He's walked him twice. Here is one of the top prospects in the Yankees system. Ball low at 90. So Dominguez up to four walks in the series. A low strike. And a swing and a miss on the change. Good pitch. It's 1-2. Fastball. Foul back. Dominguez numbers, I won't say they're pedestrian. Slashing 250, 348, 413, a 761 OPS. Still just 19. People forget that. And baseball is very difficult. 1-2 pitch is slugged into center field. Another chance for Ramirez. And he makes the catch. Nine straight retired. Fourth ball caught by Ramirez tonight. Antonio Gomez 0 for 2. He takes one inside. I think this start, John's the shining example of when you throw strikes, you can get outs, and when you don't get outs. It's pretty black and white right now.
It certainly is. It's been feast or famine for tonight for Dom Hamill. But I really like the poise he's shown, able to fight back.
He's over 80 pitches. Here's a deep ground ball to third. Long throw coming from Lugo. The scoop by Wolb. What a back pick by Jack Thomas. Great play. Worth another look.
Another fine play by Lugo. Another opportunity to show off that strong arm, but give Jack Thomas Wald credit for the pick. A pair of Mets combine for the 5-3 putout, and they get out of the inning with no runs once again.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stlucymets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stlucymets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets baseball.
Adam McDonald, John DeStefano back with you. We're at the halfway point. Dom Hamill's retired 10 in a row. The Mets lead 5-1 in their bid to win the Florida State League East Division first half title tonight. First pitch slugged into deep left center field by Tillian. Back to the track is Dominguez. And with the last moment reach, plucks it for the out. Oh, Tillian wishes he was back in Dunedin. Might have been another home run for him. Six out of seven retired for Castro. These starters have dug deep. They've each found something to take from tonight as this pitch is outside. I want to give you a score update from Jupiter. Remember, the Mets cannot just win the division with a win tonight or any other game in the first half, but a Jupiter loss. Jupiter right now is up 4-2 at home against Dunedin. That game on the bottom of the fourth started 20 minutes after this one. But by no means do the Mets want to sit around after a loss and then wait for Jupiter to lose. They'd rather just do it themselves with the win. As Lugo gets on for the third straight time tonight with the walk. Lugo's been on six times out of eight in the series. Good on-base series for him. Stanley Kinswager's been on twice tonight, on twice yesterday. And he takes a strike at the top of the zone. Kinswager, a two-run home run. Got the party started for Mets in the first, his sixth of the year. Drew a walk in the third. And hits a slider off the plate. High bouncer, backing, pedaling, and reaching as Cabrera passed him. Going to third base, Lugo, the reach, he's out. Oh, he tried to pull in the right arm and slide with the left hand. A gamble, didn't work. It's a good play by Santos and a good recovery by Cabrera to get back to a spot where he could get the tag. I think Lugo saw that Cabrera was going for that ball and that third base would be unoccupied. With the third baseman able to scramble back. Good recovery. So a hit for Kinswager, been out at third. It's the second of the inning. And now Omar De Los Santos looks at a strike. And you can't really fault Lugo on that either. Being aggressive, close play, trying to get to third with one out. This didn't work. Bouncing ball past Robbie.
Yeah, I think it would be really harsh to fault Lugo for that. Like you said, he figured third base to be unoccupied with the play towards Cabrera, and he had to back up for it. You know, you love to see that aggression normally, and that time it just didn't work out for him, but you have to figure that's a good play more often than not on the base paths.
Omar fouls one back. He registered an infield single in the first, used his speed to score. And he nearly hit into a triple play in the next at-bat. Ended up being a double play. He has stolen two bases tonight. 29 and 30. Fastball low. Throw from the knees. Nope, it's not low. It's a called strike, and that is a strikeout. So the play at second does not count. De Los Santos caught looking to end the inning. I think the Tarpons just realizing this now, at least most of them. The delayed strike call from Trey Ward brings up De Los Santos, and that'll do it for the fifth. So give credit to Yan Castro after five-run first inning. He has blanked the Mets over the next four. We will go to the sixth, 5-1 Mets.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
beer, Nathan's Famous hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat 3 times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Ten straight retired by Dom Hamill. He's got the ball in his hand in the sixth. He's over 80 pitches. And he throws one inside for a ball on Anthony Garcia. And low for ball two. Hamill just one hit through five. 4 walks and 5 strikeouts. Seems like a while ago. 2-0 pitch. Oh, swing and a miss on the change. Misread by Garcia. When it struck out and flown out. One pitch, swung on and missed. It's 2-2. As Hamill pulls the string. Pop up and on the handle. That's Junior Tillian saying he's got it, and he does. 11 straight. How long can he go?
Well, the Dom train keeps rolling. If you just erase that second inning of weirdness, Dom has been excellent in the last three.
Cabrera has struck out and flown out to right. Nasty breaking ball. Elicits a swing and a miss. No one pitches outside. John, we mentioned at the top of the broadcast, the Mets have won 11 straight home games. They're 21-3 here. Meanwhile, Tampa, it's 9-22 on the road. Swing and a miss on the slider.
The Mets continue dominance at Clover Park, almost turning home field advantage into a home field guarantee.
1-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Sixth strikeout for Hamill, 12th straight batter retired. You know, John, I know you were running the high home camera yesterday. I don't know about you, but when the Mets fell behind 5-0, I never got the feeling that they were going to lose the game. It just felt like they're coming off an off day, maybe a minor letdown from Sunday in Jupiter, but they're at home, so they're going to come back, right? That's just the way it's been this year, and they did.
You know, it continues to be the mark of a good ball club, the ability to come back in games. But this team has been unbelievable at home. They've frequently fallen behind and just shaken it off nearly every time. They almost feel comfortable playing down runs.
Well, they had a 4-run comeback against Daytona earlier in the season, and now the 5-run comeback last night. Trying to make it a little easier tonight as Santos takes one inside. A 1-2, a high bouncer towards Wold. He will pick it up in foul territory. I thought that one almost hit the bag.
Looked just inches away.
I don't know if that would have been out or not. And Santos coming down the line. Wold having to wait for that. Would not have had forward momentum. At least not the same momentum as Santos.
No, and especially with the shape of the base, I believe that ball would have been pushed into foul territory and it would have been an infield hit.
A brief time. One, two, breaking ball, called third strike, right at the knees. Dom Hamill, raising a fist, gets back-to-back strikeouts to end the sixth inning. Incredible performance by him this evening. 13 straight retired. We'll see if that ends his outing. Six innings of one-hit baseball. Castro going to give it a go in the sixth when he comes back to the mound. Mets lead it 5-1.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
And John DeStefano on a muggy Wednesday. A big cut from Carlos Dominguez as Yan Castro at least starts this inning. And there is a reliever in the bullpen for the Tarpons. So maybe one runner gets on. Rachel Balkovic pulls the plug. 0-1 pitch, fishing on the slider. It's nothing in two. Dominguez. A hit, a run, a strikeout. Meanwhile, Jace Beck throws in the bullpen. He'll have the seventh inning when it comes around. A foul tip. Oh, good squeeze by Gomez. Completes the strikeout.
A well-pitched at bat there by Castro, taking advantage of Carlos Dominguez's aggression. He does lead the league in home runs, but he's also second in the league in strikeouts with more than 80 through the first half of the season.
Sounds like a modern-day player going for it all. Here's Wold, grounds one hard, but right to the second baseman, Cowles. Underhand. All righty. See the often underhand in the second baseman. Two outs on four pitches. Brady Smith has struck out twice tonight. Castro will stand to face him. Got to keep in mind, after the error in the first inning on the shortstop Vargas, only two runs earned. So Castro's got a chance to go six innings, two earned runs. But the Mets do lead 5-1. 0-1 pitches outside, a ball and a strike. Two-one changeup, no good. 3-1.
Castro just missing there. Surprised to not see him going right after Smith, one of the newest additions to this roster and yet to establish himself.
takes a strike. With the unexpected retirement of Jose Rivera, it's going to be a lot of Brady Smith. Drake Osborne, of course, out for the season. So Brady's certainly going to get his chances. It's a big responsibility to be the catcher. You've got to handle the pitching staff and the defense. Almost feels like hitting comes third or fourth as a catcher. 3-2, and it's a third strikeout for Smith. The second strikeout of the inning for Castro. He finishes his night with seven. So Balkovic lets Castro come out for the sixth, and he rewards his skipper. Retires the final 40, faces three on strikeouts. Two earned runs in six innings for him. The Mets will take a 5-1 lead to the seventh. And look at this, Dom Hamill coming back out.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, wanna have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action.
Look at this. Dom Hamill being sent back out. Retiring 13 in a row. He's at 93 pitches. He'll face Ben Cowles, who's 0-for-2 against him. Cowles swings and misses the high fastball. Now Jace Beck ready to go. Maybe Robbie going to let Dom get one more batter here. There's a fastball for a strike. The longest outing for a Mets pitcher this year was Mike Vassell, seven innings against these Tarpons. Mike's last full start before his promotion to Brooklyn. 0-2 pitch is sliced right side. This is a long run for Dominguez. Still going near the line. He makes the catch. 14 straight. Quick look down in the dugout. Robbie's got a foot on the top step. He looks down to the bullpen to see if Beck's ready. Of course he is. The defense is going to reset as Connor Cannon comes up. And Dom will face Connor Cannon. First pitch, swing and a miss. Hard ground ball. Got Hernandez, the third base coach. That's why he needs the helmet. Remember, he's going to coach third base to start the bottom of the first with a hat. They don't allow that anymore. 0-2 on Cannon. And he flies one into left field. On comes Consuegra. Makes the catch. Two up, two down. That's 15 straight. Robbie, I think, is coming out now. He's on the top step. He's looking into the dugout. He's kind of kicking the dirt, looking down. Is he coming out? Yes. And Dom jumping up and down on the mound there, hopping up and down, didn't quite leave his feet. Knew he wanted the chance. Look at Brady Smith, the big smile as he come towards him. Jack Thomas Wold will greet him as well. This was an extremely well-done start by Dom Hamill, considering how it started. Two walks and a pass ball before he got an out. And he hit a batter, walked a batter, gave up a single and a walk. Four straight batters in the second. What an appearance by Hamill. He will finish 6 2/3, one hit, one run, four walks, seven strikeouts on 99 pitches, and he hears it from his dugout and this crowd.
So well deserved. What a recovery after what was almost a disastrous first inning. Big time stuff from the big man. And leaves with a 5-1 lead. And the Mets cruising right now.
It will be Jace Beck to take over. This will be Beck's first home appearance this season. Beck joined us last week on the road in Jupiter. Also pitched one game for St. Lucie at the end of last year at home. Against Jupiter last week, a scoreless inning with a hit and a strikeout. He's on the mound as the Mets closed out a game, an 8-3 win. Let's take you around scores from the league today. Again, the Mets win the division with the win tonight or a Jupiter loss. Jupiter continues to lead at home 4-2 over Dunedin. But again, that's a moot point if the Mets win this game. Final today, Palm Beach pitched a no-hitter at noon against Clearwater. Three pitchers combining. Now, Palm Beach has won five in a row, and the Mets face Palm Beach next week. Mets surely will hope to have the division wrapped up by then. Here's Beck to face Rainford Salinas, who has walked and grounded out. And he takes the ball inside. Lakeland beat Daytona 5-1 in the completion of a suspended game from yesterday. Fort Myers beats Bradenton 5-4 in the completion of a suspended game. Fort Myers inching closer to a division title. I believe Fort Myers can do it tonight. Need a little help. More two wins. 1-1 pitch is fouled off. Fort Myers, I think one more win tonight, and they get it done, as Clearwater already lost. Fort Myers in game two, no score against Bradenton. Daytona and Lakeland have not started their second game yet. And there's your school board update. Pitches out, it's 2-2 on Salinas. Beck trying to make it 16 straight. Tarpons retired. Mets leading by four in the seventh. Breaking ball, weakly hit out to short. Tillian waits. Scoops, sidearm throw, gets the out. A 1-2-3 inning for the fifth straight inning. Beck combines with Hamill for that. Seventh inning stretch time at Clover Park. Mets have a 5-1 lead.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Gregory Guerrero leads off for the Mets against the new pitcher, Enrique Santana. Mets batting in the seventh, leading 5-1. Takes the ball. It's 1-1. Swing and a miss on the fastball. 1-2. So, Yon Castro, the starter, 6 innings, 7 hits, 5 runs, 2 earned. He walked 3 and struck out 7. Castro threw 85 pitches, 52 for strikes. Pretty good start considering he gave up 5 runs with 2 outs in the first and blanked the Mets the rest of the way through, but did not get much offensive support. Didn't get much rest in the dugout either. Time called. We have an automatic ball. Called on Santana. So he winds the pitch clock down to nothing. Two pitch ties Guerrero up. Would have been ball 4. Guerrero drops to 1-for-3 on the day. Oh no, look what he's done to the sign of Barron Real Estate. He ripped it. Well, that was a good run for the Barron Real Estate sign. To patch her up. Alex Ramirez at the plate. 5 straight Mets have been retired. Ramirez takes a slider away for strike 1. Fouls one right back to the net. Enrique Santana's had a nice season. 12 relief appearances, 1.42 ERA, just 2 earned runs in 13 innings, 11 walks and 16 strikeouts. 11 walks are high. 0-2 pitch lofted to right. On comes Salinas. He's got time and room, and he's got the ball. 2 up, 2 down. Number 18, shortstop, John, remember how crazy this game was at the start? Almost out of control. Now, not much happening other than pitchers cruising along. Junior Tillian, after a big first game in this series, is 0-for-3. Yesterday, he reached bases final 4 times. 2 singles, 2 walks.
You know, we started this game, it almost had a feel similar to yesterday's, where it was so much wild and crazy stuff happening, so much unusual play. But after the second inning, both pitchers settled down, found their composure, and started to juice balls in there.
Here's a stinger to left field, backing up and plucking it from the night sky is Santos. Tillian is out. The inning is over. A 1-2-3 inning for Enrique Santana, and that will end the seventh. Welcome back to the broadcast booth. He's John. I'm Adam. Beautiful Wednesday night, hot night. John, the Mets. Still some game left, but they are closing in. They are 2 innings away. They have a 4-run lead from winning the Florida State East Division in the first half. How do you like their chances shaping up?
I love it. I mean, they're on cruise control right now, showing off their big power in the first inning with a couple of home runs. Stanley Consuegra followed by Jack Thomas Wall, giving them a 5-run lead, and they have not looked back. Dom Hamill was fantastic, and Jace Beck has picked up right where he left off in line for the hold right now, and the Mets really looking like the team to beat, as they have been all year, first placed in the East.
16 straight Tarpons have been retired. Looks like Jace Beck will continue to pitch for the Mets. Reminder that the first half does not end until next Thursday. Kind of odd that right in the middle of that Palm Beach series, the second half will kick in. First half records will still count for your total record, but the slate will be wiped clean otherwise, 0-0. So the Mets, again, their magic number tonight, one, just one win or one Jupiter loss the rest of the first half. The title is theirs. And stick around if the Mets hold this one out. We'll bring you all the postgame reaction down in the field. With that, we'll send it back down to the field as we are ready to start the top of the eighth inning. Time running short on the Tarpons will be the top of the lineup, batting Vargas, Dominguez, and Gomez. Tarpons held the one hit, and it's from the man coming up in Vargas, the two-out RBI single in the first. He also has a walk and a flyout. Pitch up, it's 2-0. And a ball sliced out of play. Oh, we got a fan on the run. Can he make the catch? No. he disappears from sight as he chases it around. And he was lining that up out by the Budweiser Terrace. Fast strike. Oh, no, ball. A little high. 3-1 from Beck. Pounder off the plate. Now it'll run the count full. Beck, big guy, 6'9", 200 pounds, just 22 years old. Birthday was yesterday. His time was called. Levi David also celebrated a birthday yesterday. I believe there's another birthday tomorrow. I know, because Sarah gets dessert. I like the dessert. Nutritionist. Here's a line drive. Wolf on one knee. Clean catch. Vargas out. Is that 17 in a row? There's a pitch for a ball. Correction, Christian Scott's birthday today. So there will be cake after the game. Makes me very excited. 1-0 pitch. Happy birthday, Christian.
It's a lot of birthdays clumped together.
It is. Man.
June always a very popular month for birthdays, though.
What was going on 9 months before June?
That's a cold part of the year, Adam. There's a necessity to stay warm.
Yeah. Options are limited with entertainment. A 1-1 pitch inside on Dominguez. Well, Mick MacDonald's birthday was a couple of days ago, and Trey McLaughlin's as well. Two-one pitch, a hard ground ball. Whoa, nice pick. He stumbles, throws to Beck, the tiny toe tap, gets Dominguez. Dominguez pleading his case, saying he missed the bag. I don't think so. And Chad Westlake, umpire right there, makes the call. 18 straight. Two outs in the eighth. The Mets getting closer to a division crown.
Ever closer, and what a fine play there by Wold. The first baseman not expected to be that mobile, able to pick it cleanly, able to keep his feet to make a short throw.
And Beck fires a fastball outside to Gomez at 95. It's 1-0. And a fastball swung on and missed. High fly, left center. Stanley Consueger is calling for it. Oh, so is Alex Ramirez. He makes the catch. Beck a 1-2-3 inning. That's 19 straight Tarpons retired in a row. The Mets will have at least a 4-run lead in the ninth inning, trying to close out the first half in the FSL East. But they will bat in the bottom of the eighth when we return on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and MILB TV.
Best tailgate. Brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and weights. Dude, subs.
Hot dog.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest. Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
Mets will send Lugo, Consuegra, and De Los Santos, the 3-4-5 hitters to the plate in the bottom of the eighth inning against Enrique Santana. Retired all three batters he's faced. The Mets have retired 19 straight, the Tarpons 7 straight. This pitch bends Lugo back. So yesterday we played a 3-hour and 23-minute game, by far the longest of the season, by 17 minutes. The second three-hour game of the year. Today, a chance to finish right around the two-hour mark, this rate. A swing and a miss, and it's 1-1 on Lugo. The New York Mets update, Mets organizational update. Mets down 2-0. At home to Milwaukee in the top of the third. Corbin Burns, great road pitcher for the Brewers on the mound. Brewers in a slide, trying to ride their ace to a win. David Peterson, former 2018 St. Lucie Met, pitching for New York. 3-1 on Lugo, and he swings and misses. That would have been ball four. Syracuse up 2-1. At Norfolk in the middle of the game. Syracuse put up 18 yesterday. Dom Smith with a big day. Had a lot of big days in Syracuse. Fly into shallow right center. Three Tarpons there. Salinas is the one to catch it. Lugo out on the fly. There's the replay as he gets underneath it. Binghamton dominated Bowie 13-1 in a seven-inning game on the road. Game two coming up. Brett Beatty, two hits and double. Francisco Alvarez, three hits, a double. Ronnie Mauricio had a home run. And they got, again, another game. Jose Buto, six innings, five hits, one run, a couple of walks and five strikeouts. He's on the 40-man. Ball fouled away. And Brooklyn beat Wilmington 4-2 in game one of a doubleheader, and Wilmington is beating Brooklyn 2-1 in game two, but that's only in the second inning. In game one, Brandon McElwain's had a nice season, hit a triple. He's hitting 292 on the season. Former St. Lucie Mets from last year, Jose Peroza, Jalen Palmer, Joe Swazi also with hits. Shervin Newton picked up a home run tonight. his third for the Cyclones. Junior Santos gets the win. Junior spent all last year with St. Lucie. 2-2 on Consuegra, and he will take low. That's your organizational update for the night. The FCL team and the Dominican teams off every Wednesday. They'll be back in action tomorrow. 3-2 on Consuegra. And he floats one foul. Bleacher ball. Stanley trying to get on for the fourth time. A home run, a walk, a single. And really turned it on lately. Three-two pitch. He's on for a fourth time with the walk.
What a night he has had for the Mets. Always a tough out, but reached base every time he's come to the plate so far this evening.
Good on base day for him. Good finish to the first half for Consuegra. Almost put the team on his shoulders Sunday as this ball escapes from Santana to the backstop. A wild pitch. And Consuegra will move to second. Yeah, Omar ducking out of the way of that one. Jair Los Santos 1-for-3 this evening. It's quite a mohawk that Enrique Santana has there. Foul off the roof, right off the Tampa dugout. Tampa does have another relief pitcher warming up in the bullpen. The Mets do not. They're going to let Jace Beck try to close out this game in the ninth with a 5-1 lead, at least. The Mets, I'm sure, wouldn't mind getting Consuegra home for an insurance run. Third mound visit for the Tarpons. And two in the first inning, and that's first one since. 2-1 pitch, foul back. Foul tip. Squeezed. Gomez. That's a couple tonight the catcher for Tampa has had. Rattle in that glove and stay put. Two down and Dominguez up. Second strikeout for Santana. Throws this breaking ball for a strike. One, another good breaking pitch. It's nothing and two. Carlos has crushed his share of breaking pitches on the inner half this year, right over the top of that. Oh, two, a bouncing ball deep to third. This will be fouled by a few feet.
It's just as well for Carlos Dominguez. Caught ball watching there in the batter's box. Would have been gunned down easily had that play been fair.
So it stays nothing in two. Fastball blew it by him. Oh, good inning for Santana. Good appearance. Two hitless innings for the Tarpons righty with three strikeouts. This game will go to the ninth. The Mets can close out the FSL East Division in the first half when we come back.
Hey, fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Mets have a four-run lead, and they've retired the Tarpons 19 straight times. They just need three more outs to be first-half East Division champions and clinch a spurth in the four-team playoff field in mid-September. There's a ground ball foul off the bat of Garcia. A 1 pitch, swung on and missed. Garcia working on an 0-for-3 night. Playoffs start September 13th. First half winners on the road for game one will host game two and three if necessary on the 15th and 16th of September. Mets hoping that that's the date here at Clover Park. And there's a pitch up high. And it's 1-2. Beck's 1-2 pitch. Fastball for a called third strike. He dots the corner. 20 consecutive outs recorded by Hamlin Beck. One down, two to go. Marcus Cabrera up next. He's 0-for-3 with two strikeouts. First pitch, ball low, fooled Brady Smith. One out, swung on, missed. Almost forgot that Brady Smith catching in the Rangers organization in North Carolina. He didn't deal with the automated ball strike system in the start this season, so it's relatively new to him. Florida State League's a special place with that. Ball and a strike. Now a ball and two strikes as Beck gets another whiff. He's been up to 95 today. 6'9" with that long extension. Finally comes right at the hitters. Time called. Beck. Into the wind as the clock expires. Fastball blew it by him. He strikes out Cabrera. That's 21 straight. And now one to go for the division title.
Well, they can feel it in the dugout, Adam. The ice is ready. The champagne is there. These Mets ready to celebrate a playoff clinching home victory.
Beck and the Mets on the brink. One fan chance, one more out. Madison Santos is up, grounds it up the middle, and it's going to squeak through for base hits. And the 21 batter in a row streak comes to an end. Just Tampa's second hit of the night, a bounding single off the bat of Santos. And the celebration is delayed for the moment as Ben Cowles comes up. Cowles 0 for 3. Beck using all that clock, pumps in a strike. Remember, you got 18 seconds of the runner on base. A one more out chant resumes. Beck the 0-1. Fastball just misses. Still like how Brady Smith tries to frame that. Now tomorrow it might work as a welcome back to challenge system. A 1-1 pitch bounces in the dirt. Santos knows that at first base, the Tarpons need a couple more base runners to bring up the tying run. Well, not worth the risk of getting thrown out. Two-one pitch, low for ball three. Back with a quick reset. Retoes the rubber with 8 seconds to go. 3-1 to Cowles. Ball four. So the Mets wait a little longer. Two strikeouts, then a walk, or a single and a walk. Connor Cannon will hit. He's 0 for 2. So after 21 straight, we're retired. Two in a row reach base. The tying run now emerges in the on deck circle in Rainford Salinas. And before a pitch is thrown, Victor Ramos, Mets pitching coach, will head to the mound for a visit, buying Beck a little more time. Well, John, they say the last out's always the hardest to get, and I guess that's especially true when you are going for a division title. Found out Sunday that a 3-0 lead in the sixth inning wasn't enough as Jupiter rallied back. Then the Mets did their part last night with the win, but did not get the Jupiter loss to help end the title and to end the race. Jupiter, meanwhile, down the road, leading 4-3 in the eighth. Mound visit over. Connor Cannon, the batter. Remember, he was hit in the head in the second. Never went down. He flew out the next two times up. First pitch, swung on and missed. The 0-1, fly ball, deep left field towards the line. That's going to be a foul ball. I Connor Cannon did not miss a three-run homer by very much. Would have brought the Tarpons to within one. Beck can take an exhale, knowing that he's got an 0-2 count. Beck's set, and he steps off as the clock struck zero. Mets a strike away. Beck peers in. He's set again. The 0-2 to Cannon. Popped up right side. That might get into the stands. Wold will give it a look. Wold's going to reach up. He makes the catch. The game is over. And the St. Lucie Mets win the Florida State League East Division first half title. The celebration is on at Clover Park. The Mets are going to the playoffs. Congratulations to the Mets. Their 39th win in their 58th game. They are crowned East Division champions. Their 17th division title in team history. And they have now won the East two straight years. Well, they celebrate out by the mound. And at second, the golf cart with the champagne and the t-shirts has pulled up. And they will soon pop the bubbly. That's a happy high five line. Not even a line, a mosh pit. There you see Cello handing out the championship t-shirts. Gatorade bath from Christian Scott right on Robbie Robinson, the manager. Big smile for him. What a job in his first year, his first half as skipper, leads this team to the division championship. Great job by the pitchers today. Dom Hamill, six innings, one hit, one run. Jace Beck closes it out, two and two-thirds, scoreless. Mets scored five runs in the first inning. Fitting that the home run ball leads the Mets in the clinching game. Consuegra hit a two-run bomb. Wold hit a two-run shot. There's your league leader in home runs, Carlos Dominguez. A look at the championship t-shirt, the hashtag St. Juicy. Justin Guerrero started that. Now he's pleased out there in Brooklyn. Part of this team, all those who came through and got promoted, of course, a big reason why. There's Alex Ramirez, the top prospect on the team, having a great first half. The champagne has been popped. And the celebration continues. Robbie Robinson gathering the team. Once he gets done with his speech, they'll let it pop. And there it goes. The champagne celebration baseball players always dream of. No matter what level, always a great feeling to celebrate on your home ballpark winning a division. Well, John, it was a dream first half for the Mets. They've just ripped off their 12th straight home win. They are 22-3 here at Clover this year. A record like that will lead to moments like this.
Yeah, I think dream is the right word for it. I don't think anyone could have expected this kind of result after the first half of the season. These Mets are something special. And as you said, it's really fitting that they've done it once again via the long ball. This team has shown the best power in the league. They lead the league in home runs by a wide margin. And they have been the best offense in the league by a number of metrics. And they prove it once again here today. A 5-1 victory to clinch the playoffs. And the Mets have planted their flag and staked their claim as the team to beat in the Florida State League.
.67 home runs for the Mets on the season. Again, a big part of the win tonight. The pitching was excellent. Mets reached the 20-game over 500 mark. 39-19. And officially eliminates Jupiter. Palm Beach, Daytona, all since eliminated. This first half will continue tomorrow. Yes, it will. And the Mets, they want to finish the first half strong. The rest of this series, the final four games, the first three games next week as well, the first half. So still seven games to go. And now, as the team gets ready for a pitcher, they'll try to finish the first half strong. And as we all know, when you follow minor league baseball, good teams have good players, and good players move on. So this not likely going to be the team that gets the playoff game. But there will still be players here. The staff will be here. We'll see what the second half brings as it starts next Thursday. We know that the Mets will either be hosting, well, will be playing either Jupiter, Palm Beach, or Daytona on September 13th on the road. Then the 14th is an off day. And then September 15th in game two here. The 16th, game three, if necessary, is the best of three series. And the Mets, if they win that division series, will be on the road for game one against the West winner, and will host game two against the West winner and game three if necessary. So we're going to play extra baseball at Clover Park in 2022. It'll be the first time since 2016 that the Mets go to the playoffs. Remember, they won the division last year, but with the playoff format, it was the two best teams overall in the league made the playoffs. That was Bradenton and Tampa out in the West. So the Mets, despite winning the division, had their season end in the last game of the regular season. The Mets have not won an FSL championship since 2006. And they'll go for the title later in the summer and into the fall. But for now, we enjoy these images and this moment. It's been a first half that's gone by in the blink of an eye. A lot of happy memories here for the St. Lucie Mets with their 22-3 home record. Their winning pitcher today, Dom Hamill, he improved to 4-1. Losing pitcher, Yon Castro, he drops to 2-4. No save for Jace Beck, although he now is up to 3 1/3 scoreless innings on the season. Well, the Mets do it their way. They win. They don't have to sit around and wait for Jupiter to lose. They'll celebrate tonight, and they'll continue this series against the Tampa Tarpons tomorrow. It will be another 6:10 first pitch. We'll go airtime at 6 o'clock on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network as another, that's the coaching staff, gets the Gatorade bath from the bullpen. It's Star Wars night tomorrow. The Darth Vader jerseys will be worn. You can bid on those right now on MILBauctions.com. The link is also on the top of the St. Lucie Mets homepage. It's also a dollar night tomorrow. So we hope you will join us and continue to cheer on the first half Florida State League East Division champion, St. Lucie Mets. For John DeStefano, I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Wednesday night. We hope all of you out there watching and listening have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.